Program number LS-260. This is Heartbeat, and I'm Landon Sanders. Have fun! The middle-aged couple was boarding the plane off to the Bahamas. A small circle of their friends had accompanied them to the airport to see them off. They'd all gathered in the Admiral's Club for a last round of drinks, and now the moment had arrived. Goodbyes were being said, kisses offered, spirits were high. Have fun! The words followed them into the huge 747. The doors closed. Stewardesses gave the usual instructions, oxygen, flotation cushions, fasten the seat belt, tray tables up, and seats in their full upright position. Prepare for takeoff. Moments later, they disappeared into the horizon, leaving only a cloud of black smoke. And somehow, the smoke seemed to be the most real thing about the entire event. So often our intended journeys of joy leave their trail of smoke inside us. The moments of pleasure are all too short, and the boredom of life all too quickly returns, because most of our life is lived not in the first-class cabin of a Bahama-bound 747, but back where the smoke is settling over the landscape. Is there any fun there? Any joy? Maybe we should ask what we mean by fun. Do we mean the same thing as when we speak of joy? And where do pain and sorrow fit in? Can fun exist beside pain, or joy beside sorrow? And what is it that fun or joy is supposed to do? Very often we find that our desire for pleasure springs from a feeling of emptiness, from the pain of boredom, from an inability to relate properly to ourselves or to others. And we try to escape this emptiness, this inner loneliness, in a kind of pleasure we call fun. But so often, it's not a creative kind of fun that leaves us feeling more human, more related to ourselves, more fulfilled. Rather, it's often a shallow, distracting, greedy way of having fun, a kind of fun that's easily commercialized, a kind of fun that has no passion, no risk, no love. And here we have one of the saddest and most dangerous threats to our society. That is, the escape from our emptiness through a kind of fun which makes real joy impossible. What we're saying is, joy can include fun, but it's deeper than fun, and can exist just as strongly when we're not having fun, in times of sorrow, even pain. Do you wonder how that can be? Well, it's true, because joy happens when we're related to others for what they are, rather than for what we can get out of them. The same is true of things. So often our relationships are self-centered, and they bring happiness to us only if we're getting something from them. That's often why our work is boring. We don't see it except in terms of giving us pain or pleasure. And it's often why so few find real joy in love relations, especially sexually. It's because we use each other as a means for pleasure or as a means to escape pain. And so we become a thing before the other. We are used. But joy comes when we're accepted as a real person, when we're loved for what we really are, and not as an instrument to be used for another's self-gratification. So the casual "have fun" really can be quite superficial and can carry quite an illusion. But real joy sees through the moment, sees through the illusion to what is really real. The greatest joy comes when we face the greatest reality about ourselves and others. I'm Landon Saunders. Our whole nation is caught up in a vast pursuit of pleasure. But the real issue of human life is not whether we can enjoy an occasional moment of fun. The real issue is whether we've found that deep joy which is present in the total sum of our lives. A deep joy that remains during pain, during sorrow, a joy that gives meaning to our lives and gives us that warm inner confidence and peace that our lives have significance and meanings. Do you have this kind of joy? My address is Landon Saunders, Box 7401, Chicago. This is Heartbeat.